there seems to be an overhanging lip that concrete has fallen from the roof, broken off from it and fallen onto the footpath down below. And it's normally a quite busy area of the hospital. I was contacted by some of the employees up there this last couple of days, and I went up and had a look yesterday. And while the hospital now has it cordoned off, I'm seeking questions as to, or answers to the questions that, is it being investigated? I know the building's currently being used, and have the staff been removed from the building? As yet, I have no response from the hospital.
And is there any indication at this point what caused it, part of it, to collapse?
Well, looking at it, Catherine, you can't see any readable, reasons why it would have happened. There is, as I say, about a 2 foot lip that comes out over beyond the building, and it overhangs, and some of that has fallen down. And as I say, it's normally a fairly busy thoroughfare. There's a footpath which fell onto a car parking area immediately outside the building. And while I was there yesterday, there was 20, 30 people in and out of the hospital walking past it all the time. But there's signs up now asking people not to pass the cordon as it's dangerous. So I've wrote to the hospital asking them for an explanation and what they're actually going to do about it, and have they had to evacuate the building in the interest of staff safety. I'm awaiting a response.
As you say, it fell onto quite a busy walkway. Amazing that nobody was injured indeed.
Yeah, it was. Had it happened during the working day, then I have no doubt that there would have been casualties. It's probably happened in the early hours of the morning. I don't know what was it, the recent heavy rain, or is there some sort of, malfunction in the roof in as regards maybe the roof has been breached. Maybe it's a length of time the building's been up. And as I say, I'm awaiting the response from the hospital as regards their investigations to find that out and what was the cause of it. But look, there was nobody hurt. But again, it's the hospital again. It's a, we're being told that regularly that there's checks, investigations and made into the buildings that the HSE own. We have ongoing works in the brand new emergency department block. Now we have the old emergency department block showing signs of it. And I wonder at times how far is the HSE estates in checking their buildings and the premises that the not only staff but that the public regularly attend. And I'd be calling for a full investigation of all of them older type buildings in and around not only the Better County University Hospital, but also the St. Connell campus, to ensure that it's a safe place to work in, but also it's a safe place for the public to visit.